While you're turning, let me say to all of our friends and guests, we're so glad you're here. Thank you for coming tonight. Amen. It's always special. Praise God. The only thing more special is whenever you just decide to join us full time. Amen. Praise God. I kind of feel like, what's his name? Jethro. Jethro said to Moses, Moses said to Jethro, he said, come with us. He said, we'll do thee good. Amen. So that's what I'm saying. We'll do thee good. Amen. All right. Said that after church you're having a ladies' meeting. Is it a short ladies' meeting? But tall ladies can come too? Yeah, I always have to say that. I like it. Amen. That's cheapjokes.com, right? It's a short ladies' meeting, but tall ladies can come too. So everybody, you're all welcome. Amen. Yeah, and they're serving after church. The youth are serving after church. We're going to get to it in a minute. Hang on. It says they're going to have baked chicken, green beans and potatoes, and fried cabbage. That sounds interesting. And tea. And all right, so sounds good to me. And so we'll, $5 for all that, that's great. And we'll, real good. All right, and then on the 16th at Athens Park, at what is it, brother, from what time's that? 11 to 2, they're going to have a Sunday school outing with Sunday school kids. Going to be have pizza and drinks there. Be a great time. And on the 24th is Super Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then on the 31st is going to be Easter Sunday. I prefer Resurrection Sunday. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're going to look forward to a great, great time. My. I just feel good all over, better than anywhere else. Mark chapter 2, verse 1. Nobody else up here? Okay. We'll read it. All right. And again. Everybody say again. He entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. Amen. Everybody say, Jesus is in the house. Jesus is in the house. Jesus is in the house. That's what we're going to preach, that Jesus is in the house. And I believe he is. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated if you can. Amen. When Jesus is in the house, there's a relationship. Amen. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He was nurtured in Nazareth, but he called Capernaum his own city. Do you know why he called Capernaum his own city? Because he was loved there. He was received there. He was honored there. He was unshackled there. He was set free there. Amen. The Bible said in Nazareth, they didn't believe him, and he couldn't do much mighty work. Amen. But in Capernaum, he was unchained. He was unfettered. He could do what he wanted to do. Amen. And we get the idea about that when it says in the next portion of the verse, it said, and it was reported or noised. Everybody say noise. I kind of like that word. It was noised abroad. Amen. That means that one person told somebody else, and somebody else told somebody else, and somebody said, hey, did you hear Jesus is in town? And somebody else said, did you hear it? Jesus is in town. And somebody else said to somebody else, Jesus is in town. And the noise got around. It just buzzed everywhere. And the Bible said that it got reported that Jesus was in the house. Amen. There are churches that are known because they're beautiful buildings. Amen. There are churches that are known because they have magnificent choirs. There are churches that are known because they have famous preachers in the pulpit. But you believe there are churches that are known because they have important people buried in the floor. That's kind of odd, but it's true. All over Europe, they got all these dead people in the floor. Amen. You have church, you're walking on dead people. Amen. That's kind of strange. I don't know about that. Amen. But that's what they're famous for. I like the little lady. She visited one of those great cathedrals, and they were going through it all, talking about how long it took to build it and how much it took to build it and how old it was, and all the great men that pulpit and statesmen and the clergymen that were buried in the floors and all of those things. And then he paused a minute, and he said, any questions? The little lady raised her hand. She said, Sir, what I want to know is, has anybody been saved here lately? I don't care about the statesman, and I don't care about the building. What I want to know is, has anybody been saved here lately? What she's saying is, I don't care how many presidents are in the floor. I don't care if there's a king in the floor. I want to know, is Jesus in the house? Amen. I want to be known for one thing in Athens, Texas. I don't want to be known for anything less. If Jesus is in the house, that's what I want people to know. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what's important, that He's here. Because if Jesus is in the house, any good thing can happen. Praise the Lord. So when Jesus is in the house, there's evangelism. And the noise gets around. How? You know what I want you to do this week? I want you to go tell somebody what you felt here tonight. You see somebody and they're feeling a little bit down. I want you to say, you know, I know there's a place where Jesus shows up. Amen. I know there's a place where they crown Him king. Amen. They let Him have His way. They let the Spirit of the Lord move. It gets a little wild sometimes. Amen. We don't know what's going to happen next, but Jesus is in that place. Amen. Hallelujah. You say it might get a little scary, but just hang on. Amen. Because it's Jesus that's in the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. When Jesus is in the house, there's an expectation. Hallelujah. The Bible said, look at this next portion of verse number 2. It said, in straightway. That's the key word of the book of Mark. You can tell this is Peter's gospel. Mark may have penned it, but I think Peter wrote it. Peter's the one telling him what to write, because it sounds like him. The word straightway means immediately. Right now. Amen. That's right. Right now. That's Peter. Right now. Lord, if that's you, right now, let me come to you. I know you're walking on water, but that's okay. Right now. Amen. And don't you criticize him if you ain't never even got out of the boat. Amen. Well, he's sunk. Amen. You never even tried it yet. Amen. Don't you criticize him. You tried. He did something nobody else has ever done besides Jesus that I know about. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so that was him straightway. The Bible said, and straightway, many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. Amen. Well, whenever Jesus comes and with this noise abroad, there ain't going to be enough room in here, Brother Neil. But that's okay. That's all right. Amen. Well, we got plenty of room. Amen. We got walls we can take out. Amen. We got a bigger building next door. We got a whole bunch of land here. It doesn't make any difference. Amen. What do we need to do? We'll just do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because when Jesus is in the house, there's excitement and there's expectation. And that's what I'm feeling in this service tonight. I feel an expectation here. I feel an excitement here. Amen. They're believing God is going to do something even greater. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been to seminars and I've been to all kinds of meetings about church growth. But one thing, I've come to this conclusion: you can do bus ministry, and thank God for bus ministry. You can do all kinds of ministry, but more than anything else, you've got to have Jesus in the house. When they get here, you've got to have Jesus in the house. You may get a big name evangelist, but when he gets here, you better have Jesus in the house. Not only you better have Jesus in the house, but you better have an evangelist that knows who Jesus is and that it's all about Jesus and it's not about him. Woo! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Amen. I'm telling you tonight, it's all about him. Say, it's all about him. It's all about him. Amen. We got to have Jesus. That's the one thing we cannot do without is him. If the PA goes out, we can do without it. If the organ stops, we can do without it. If the piano breaks, we can do without it. If every string on the guitar breaks, we can do without it. But we cannot do without Jesus. We've got to have him first, foremost, essentially. We must have Jesus. That's what we got to have tonight. Amen. So you got expectation. When Jesus is in the house, there's going to be some proclamation. I like this right here. The Bible said, and he preached his opinion to them. Huh? I misread that, didn't I? And he preached the events and issues of the day to them. That's not what it said either. What did he say? It said he preached the Word. Amen. When Jesus is in the house, you're going to hear the Word. Amen. My opinion is my opinion. It doesn't matter very much, just like yours. Amen. And we can hear all kinds of issues of the day. You can turn the radio on, listen 24 hours a day, and you'll hear every kind of opinion there is. If you like liberal opinions, you can find them. You like conservative opinions, you can find them. You like weird opinions, you can find them. Strange stuff, you can find them. Hey, but when you get in the house of the Lord and Jesus is in the house, we're going to proclaim the Word of the Lord. Amen. The only thing that can make a difference is the Word of the Lord. Nothing else can make the difference. The Word of God is still creative and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the thoughts and the intents, the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow. Amen. The Word of God is still alive and powerful. Hallelujah. You know what I like about the Word of the Lord? It preaches. Whether I do or not, it does. I've had people come to church and whoever they knew at church, and after church they'd say, "What did you tell him about me?" Nothing. I didn't even know they were going to be here. It wasn't me preaching. It was the Word preaching. It was that dividing sword that can get right down to thoughts. And that's a pretty fine line between a thought and an intention. Between the soul and the spirit. Amen. That's a very thin line. But the Word of God can get that close to an individual. It can reveal things that nothing else can even know. Amen. The preacher don't know what he's saying. He's just preaching. After service, he said, "Daddy, was that a true story or was you just preaching?" Well, I hope it was true. Amen. When you preach, and tell the truth. And stop there. You don't have to go beyond the truth. One fellow said, "What I preach is more than the truth." Whoa, 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 whoa. Back up a little bit. Amen. You don't need more than truth. Truth is sufficient. It'll do. Just stop right there. When Jesus is in the house, there's going to be proclamation. The word of the Lord is going to go forth. When Jesus is in the house, there's going to be cooperation. If I say cooperation, you know what? The world has a spirit of competition. The church should not have the spirit of competition. The church should have the spirit of cooperation. We're not competing here. We're not seeing who can sing the best. We're not trying to see who can play the best. We're not trying to see who can preach the best. We're not trying to see who can give the most. We're not a competition around here. Competition has no place in the church. It's about cooperate. I cooperate with you, and you cooperate with me, and we all cooperate with the Lord. It's about cooperation. The Bible said we are co-laborers with Him, and we have a co-mission. The difference in a mission and a co-mission is when you have a co-mission, you have somebody with you on the mission. Amen. We have a great commission. The Bible said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And then a little later it said, and they went and preached everywhere. The Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. That's cooperation. Hallelujah. When Jesus is in the house, there's cooperation. The Bible said some men brought their friend to Jesus. And when they got there, they saw they couldn't get in the house. I mean, there were people outside the door standing everywhere. There was no room. So they crawled up on top of the house. And they got to listening. And somebody said, it sounds like he's over here. Yeah, sounds like he's right here. And they said, all right, let's get rid of these tiles. All of a sudden they reached down and they started yanking tiles off of the roof. They started tearing holes in the roof. You can imagine it got quiet down below. And people going, what's going on up there? And all of a sudden they saw these faces looking down. And they tore some more up. And in a little bit, they heard some scraping. And all of a sudden, they saw this bed being lowered down. They got some ropes, and these guys are lowering them down there. Amen. You talk about cooperation. That's what we need around here. We need that kind of cooperation that says, I got a friend and he needs the Lord. And whatever it takes, I've got to get him to Jesus. Amen. I need some help over here. Amen. Somebody come help me get this man to Jesus. Somebody help me get this lady to the Lord. Somebody help me get my friend to Jesus. There's a magnificent statement here. The Bible says, and when Jesus saw their faith, how do you see faith? He saw their faith in their actions. God sees faith in obedience. When you obey God, that's how He sees your faith. When you express it, amen, these men were expressing faith. They were saying, this man needs, he can't get to Jesus by himself, so we're going to bring him. Amen. So they let him down until he got into the presence of the Lord. Oh, they didn't let him down where the Pharisees were. They didn't let him down where the Sadducees were. They didn't let him down where the scribes were and the doctors of the law. They said, oh no, we got to get him to Jesus. Amen. We got to get him to Jesus. Amen. I'm not against education. Matter of fact, I'm for it. The smarter you are and the better prepared you are, the better God can use you. Shake your head like this right here. Amen. Praise God. Somebody said, I don't need no education. Well, that's fine. Amen. That's all right. God can use the donkey. Amen. So He can use anybody. You're right. You don't have to have that. Amen. There's nowhere in the Bible that says you got to have a degree. It's not in there. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'll tell you what. When he was 12 years old, he astounded the doctors and the lawyers. You try that. And when you can do that, then I'll agree with you. You don't need any more education. But if you're not quite there yet, study on. You know what the Bible said? It said, everybody say, study. Young people, I'm sorry, but that's in there. Study. 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 To show yourself a workman unto God. Amen. Approved. Rightly. Dividing. The word of truth. Amen. It's important, folks, that we give God our best. Give Him our best. Amen. He'll use all of us. He does. And all of us in different ways. But I'm not preaching against that tonight. I'm saying it's okay. If you want to be a doctor, be a doctor. If you want to be a lawyer, be a lawyer. But be a Christian lawyer. Be a Christian doctor. Don't let them educate your faith out of you. Don't let them make a monkey out of you. Amen. You go ahead and teach the truth. You love the truth. You buy the truth. You sell it not. You learn all of the stuff that they want you to learn, and then you find the holes in it, and you turn it around, and you tell them truth. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it wasn't, they didn't bring him to the lawyers because they weren't smart, but they just didn't have what he needed. Amen. You see, education won't give you what Jesus can give you. Amen. So you can get all that, but you got to get Him too. And you can't depend on that. You got to depend on Him. Amen. Somebody said, get a good education and get over it. But in all of it, get Jesus. Get Jesus. Get Jesus. Amen. Because He's the one that's going to do the work. So they cooperated. They put the man down there. They got him down there. Amen. They let him down where Jesus was. And when he got down there, the Bible said the Lord looked at him and he said, verse 5, he said, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. You know what's beautiful? When you get in the presence of Jesus Christ, there's reconciliation. Did you get that? He said, Son, everybody say, Son. Thy sins be forgiven thee. There's reconciliation. When you get in the presence of Jesus and Jesus is in the house, there's a reconciliation that goes on. You've been away from God. Now you're in His presence and you can get just as close to God as you want to be. Hallelujah. There's never any distance between my Lord and I. You can get just as close as the mention of His name. He'll be there. There was a reconciliation as soon as they got him into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Somebody said, well, you know, I'm not here to get my sins forgiven. I'm here to get where I can walk. Jesus took care of first things first. You can go to heaven from a wheelchair. You can go to heaven from a bed that you can't get out of. You can even go to heaven from a grave, but you can't go to heaven without Jesus. And you can't go to heaven with sins in your life. You got to deal with the sins first. You got to get it under the blood. It's got to be forgiven. Amen. But when you get your sins forgiven and you get everything all right, anything else can happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And believe it or not, sometimes in church, there's confrontation. Not everybody that goes to church is happy, Brother Neil. Man, I've seen some angry people in church. We had an old lady come to church one service, first time she'd ever been there. I was so glad she came. We had a good service. I went back after service to greet her, and I said, "Sister, how'd you like the church?" She whirled around at me. She said, "I'm mad!" I said, "Okay." She said, "I'm going to go get my brother, and he's going to come up here and beat you up." We usually hang around a while after church, but we kind of departed early that night. I don't know if we did or not. I wasn't too worried about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've seen some mad people in church. We baptized this lady one night. She's old enough to know. I mean, goodness gracious, she's probably in her 40s, 50s, you know. She was old enough to know what she needed. Amen. Boy, after church, her son came up. He was so angry. Amen. He grabbed a hold of me, threw me into a pew, broke the pew. Imagine a little fellow like me. Man, he was angry. I've seen folks get mad in church. I've seen confrontation in church. Amen. Pray. I've seen people stand up in church and tell the preacher, "That's not true." Confrontation. You know what you do when that happens? Amen. You say, "Devil, shut up and sit down." Amen. I'm not through preaching right now. Amen. You just hush. We'll deal with you later. Amen. And you better pray it's the devil talking. You can cast out devils, but you got to educate flesh. That's a whole different ball game. You better be in the Holy Ghost when you do something like that. Hey, when Jesus is in the house, sometimes there's some confrontation. The Bible said that there were some guys that were in there. Amen. And they were all upset. Verse number 6. "But there were certain of the scribes sitting there reasoning in their hearts, 'Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God?'" Amen. Well, question answered. If you just think on that a minute, you got your answer. Amen. You're right. Only God can forgive sins. That ought to tell you who this man is. Amen. He's God. He's not Jehovah Jr. He's Jehovah. Amen. He's God manifest in the flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. It's all in Him. Hallelujah. The fullness of the Godhead. It's all in Him. We are complete in Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they're getting kind of upset here. And the Bible said, "When Jesus perceived in the spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, 'Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it's easier for me to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk. And that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins.' He said to the sick of the palsy, 'I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house.'" And immediately, hallelujah, there was some confrontation. You know, some people can't see the big picture. It was very common. I think it's common today as well, But you know, one time Jesus came to a blind man, and you know what the first question is? His disciples? Everybody say his disciples. They should have known better. But his disciples said, "Who sinned, this man or his family, that he's blind?" If you're blind, that don't mean you sinned or anybody else sinned. But you see, they were conditioned by their culture. And they were conditioned by what they'd heard all their lives. And that's what they spake. Jesus said, he gave him a whole new concept. He said, neither this man nor his parents. And the new concept was, he's blind that the works of God might be made manifest in him. We live in a Burger King generation. What that means is, have it your way. Have it your way. And so we're taught from the time we're little babies, it's all about you. And we grow up thinking it's all about me. And it's not. Amen. You mean to tell me, Pastor, that God allowed that man to be blind all those years just so his glory could be revealed? Yes. Well, that don't sound like a God of love and compassion. That's not your idea. That may not fit with your theology, but it's in the Bible. You know why? Because it's not about me, and it's not about you. It's all about Him. Hello? Amen. We live in a culture that it's all about us and poor little me, and it's all about me. I go to church. It's me. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. It's all about me. Oh, no, it's not. This is not a... David didn't say, hey, bless me, club. He was not a member. He said, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. You get to blessing the Lord, He will bless you. Amen. But you got to get first things first. Bless the Lord. And then He will bless you. Amen. So God allowed that, didn't He? So they're all mixed up here. They just can't imagine. Amen. That here's somebody that can forgive sins. But He did it. Amen. So there was confrontation, and then there was manifestation. What's manifestation? That means that what Jesus said was revealed. Who He was revealed. They said, nobody can forgive sins but God. He said, watch this. He said, now take up your bed and walk. And you know what He did? He got up, He folded up His little cot, He slung it over His shoulder. Amen. He said, I'm not leaving here like I came, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He went His way, rejoicing and whole and healed. Manifestation. Amen. And those that came to confront Him left scratching their heads then. Whoa. Amen. We never saw anything like this. Yes, sir. Not all the scribes and Pharisees were bad. There were some good ones, too. These may have been converted after seeing some of these things. I sure hope they were. Amen. So there was a manifestation. Immediately He arose, took up His bed, went forth before them all, insomuch. And here's the last part. Amen. Glorification. When Jesus is in the house, there's going to be a manifestation. We had a manifestation here tonight. Hallelujah. Some sins were forgiven here tonight. Some sicknesses were healed here tonight. Amen. Praise God. Some burdens were lifted here tonight. Some habits were broken here tonight. Some life and power and strength were imparted here tonight. Some gifts in the Spirit were given here tonight. Amen. That's manifestation. And when there's manifestation, there will always be glorification. The Bible said, insomuch that they were all amazed. Everybody say all. Even those that came to confront, they were all amazed. Hallelujah. And it says, and they glorified God. And they glorified God. They didn't glorify the choir. They didn't glorify the preacher. They glorified God. They give praise to the Lord. Amen. When Jesus is in the house, we need to praise Him. Amen. They glorified God. And here's the next part, saying we never saw this fashion. We never saw anything like this. Amen. Praise the Lord. The old country boy said, I've been to 3 rat killings in the county fair. I never saw anything like this. Amen. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've seen. What you get in the presence of the Lord. And you're going to see things that you've never seen before. Hallelujah. I believe we're moving in that kind of realm around here. Amen. We've seen a lot, but we're getting ready to see more. Amen. We get through the service, somebody said, I've seen a bunch of stuff, but I never saw that before. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. We were in an inspirational service. Another church where I was pastor. Went to a men's conference. It was wild and woolly. Amen. There was some guy there, I don't know his name, some football player. He was big time. He played for Denver. Big guy. Had a Super Bowl ring. Got the Holy Ghost. Baptized in Jesus' name. So they invited him there. He came and gave his testimony. Everybody got all excited. Amen. And the pastor got to the pulpit. He said, all right. He said, here's what I want you to do. He said, all you men from the church, he said, I want you to get your pastor, and I want you to hoist him up on your shoulders, and I want you to carry him around here like a champion. I ain't never seen nothing like that. I had 2 men there. One of them was in his 70s. And the other one had a bad back. But you know what? They grabbed a hold of me and were getting ready to horse me up. And I said, hold on, brethren. I know that you love me. I feel appreciated. We just don't have to do this. We'll just all walk together. Amen. You get in a service where Jesus is in the house, no telling what's going to happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But anytime you're in the house, there's going to be glorification. Jesus is going to be glorified. Amen. And finally, I want to just answer one question. How do we get him in the house? The first thing we got to do is invite him. And another thing we got to do is come together. We need to be here. Brother Neil said it tonight. Amen. But I'm going to tell you where the Lord lives. He's in his church. His church is not this building. This building doesn't bring the presence of the Lord. You bring the presence of the Lord. Tomorrow, when you go to your job, the church is going to be on the job. And Jesus is going to be on your job. When you go to school, the Lord's going to be going to school because you're the church and you're going to school. And wherever you are, that's where Jesus is. And wherever you are, anything can happen. Amen. Young people, revival can break out in school because you're there and you're the church and Jesus is there. Amen. Revival can break out on your job. Amen. Because you're the church, and where you are, Jesus is in the church, and Jesus is there. Amen. It can happen in prison, Brother Martin. Because the church is in prison, isn't it? Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I think those are the most saved men I ever heard about. They keep having these people come in, revival thing. And at the end of it, they said, everybody stand up. And they all stand up. And they say, repeat after me. And they do the sinner's prayer. And those same men get saved every time. All 108, what, 86 of them, 87? There you go, 187. And so they send this glorious report back to their headquarters and said, woo, 187 got saved tonight. And every time they have a speaker, they get saved again. But I want to tell you something. But when they get together, they have church and the Holy Ghost falls. Amen. They've been baptizing some. He baptized one fella. He was in a wheelchair. He ain't in a wheelchair no more. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Because Jesus showed up. Amen. They're getting the Holy Ghost in prison. They're being baptized in Jesus' name in the prison. Amen. I'm just telling you tonight. Amen. We're living in some exciting times. But you want to get Jesus in the house, first of all, you need to show up. Amen. And when you get here, don't you come in here in the flesh. Right through that door back there, there's a little room over there. It's called a prayer room. And right through this door and to my left behind that wall, there's a men's prayer room. And you know what happens in there? You get in the Spirit. I know what it's like to come and you've had a bad day and everything's gone wrong and you got up and you had a flat tire and your wife, she boiled the wrong egg and just everything's gone wrong all day long and your boss has been chewing on you and it's just, you get to church and you just barely get here and you're about half mad at the whole world. And you're saying, don't nobody love me, and don't you dare try. Oh, you need to go to the prayer room. Yeah. Amen. I'm trying to quit here. I really am. But we're not late. We're doing fine. Amen. I don't know if we turned that clock ahead or not, but we're doing good. I might get that extra hour. I don't know, but that's all right. I really am. I'm trying to get through here. Amen. A lady came to the pastor, and she was ready to give up. She came in, and she said, I'm not going to teach Sunday school anymore. And I don't know if I'll even be back. I'm just really going through it. I just don't feel like I can make it anymore. And the pastor said, okay. He said, you know, I just want you to do one thing before you leave. He said, I want you to go over in the prayer room and I want you to tell God everything that you've been telling me. She was gone a while. And when she came back, oh, she was smiling from ear to ear. She was glowing. And she said, Pastor, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't giving up nothing. Amen. All she needed was just a good praying through. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for prayer rooms. Thank God for prayer rooms. Amen. How do we get Jesus in the house? We bring Him with us. We bring Him with us. Hallelujah. Brother Neil said, God dwells in the praise of His people. So when we get to praising God, that's His address. That's where He lives. Hallelujah. And we get to praising like we were praising tonight, and we worship like we were worshiping tonight. And Jesus, just, He can't help Himself. That's where He lives. Amen. Martha wanted Jesus to come to her house, so she said, Jesus, would you come to my house? He said, I sure will. And you know what? If you'll invite Him, He'll come. Amen. Lord, it's kind of mess in here. I really got things messed up, but I sure would like for you to come. Pardon the mess I made, but come on in, please. He'll come. He'll come. Amen. And he can straighten up the mess. He's not worried about that. You don't wait until you get everything right before you invite Jesus. You never will. You never will. But if you'll just invite him, he'll help you get it right. He'll help you straighten it all up. He'll help you straighten it out. He'll get things fixed. Just invite him. Amen. If you worship him like Mary did. Worship him like Mary did. You know, Martha got a little upset because Mary chose, Jesus said she had chosen that good part. Have you discovered that worship is the good part? Anybody discovered that here? If you hadn't, you need to discover that. Worship is the good part. Amen. Hey, I thank God I like baked chicken. And I guess I like fried cabbage. I'll find out in a minute. Amen. And thank God for that. And I thank God for people that clean the church. Sister Kristen, thank you so very much. I appreciate that. And your ministry around here. And those that tend the grounds and those that fix things. I thank God for all of that. Amen. But you know, the good part is worship. You can be the best peanut brittle maker in the UPC. Amen. But worship is the good part. Thank God for peanut brittle makers. Amen. But worship is the good part. The Bible says she's chosen that good part, Martha. Amen. And that's worship. She was so attached to him. Her eyes were on everything he did. She was watching. Amen. She was sitting there with her mouth open, just drinking everything he said in, soaking it in like a dry sponge. More, Lord. More, Lord. More. And that's what she was doing. And Jesus said she chose that good part. You worship him like Mary, he'll come. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you'll seek him like Zacchaeus did, you remember that? Zacchaeus heard he was coming. He said, I got to see this. So he ran out where he was, and sure enough, he couldn't get to him, Brother Neil. The Bible said he was a man of small stature. He was not a big old linebacker. He couldn't push his way through. Amen. He couldn't scare anybody. Matter of fact, some big old bully standing in his way. You stole my taxes. You ain't getting through. You come took my refrigerator because I couldn't pay my taxes. You ain't getting through. Amen. He worked for the IRS. They were mad at him. But he was smart. He ran ahead. He said, now, he's headed that way. There's a tree right over there. Amen. I don't know how long it had been since he'd shimmied up a tree. But I don't know what he looked like, small stature. I kind of get the idea he might have been a little roly-poly. But I don't care. He got to that tree, and he got out on a limb. You want to find Jesus, you get out on a limb. He got out on the limb. Amen. He's laying up there watching him come by. Amen. And when Jesus got there, the Bible said he stopped. And he looked up. And he called him by name. He said, Zacchaeus, come on down from there. He said, I'm going to go to your house today. And I love this. The Bible says, and Zacchaeus received him, get this word, joyfully. I'm about to say, joyfully. So excited that Jesus came to his house. Amen. He was so excited that Jesus came to his house. Amen. And when we, that's how we get Jesus in the house. We receive him joyfully. Pray. Let's stand together. Amen. You know what? Jesus is he's in the house tonight. He's in the house tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm still feeling the Spirit of the Lord in the house tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we need Jesus in the house. More than anything else. We got to have Jesus in the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wednesday night, we're studying about end times and Revelation. And I love to study about Revelation and study about the end times. But you know what? We got to have Jesus in the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to have Super Sunday. We're going to have giveaways and we're going to have candy. And somebody said, "Well, you know, I don't believe in all that." Amen. Jesus didn't give away candy. Nobody gave fish sandwiches. He did, didn't he? Amen. I don't know what you call those, but that's what he gave. Fish sandwiches. Amen. I mean, it was all you could eat. Fish sandwiches. don't tell me he didn't give people stuff. He did. He gave out healings. Amen. Lame people walked. Blind people saw. Deaf people heard. Mute people spoke. Lepers were cleansed. Sinners were delivered. Amen. Lives were changed. And he's still doing the same thing today. Hell's not diminished. Not one bit. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a great God we serve. What a great God we serve. Let's give Him praise, shall we? Let's just give Him praise. Woo! Hallelujah! Praise God. Hallelujah! Praise God. Yes, 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 do it again, Jesus, do it again, do it again, Jesus, do it again. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we don't want to try to substitute anything for Jesus. Praise God. Lord, we're not looking for superstars. We're looking for the bright and morning star. Hallelujah. You're the only one that'll do here tonight. You're the only one that'll do. Yeah, I think I'm right. But I've always been convinced that if we can just get Jesus in the house and give Him the proper place, that everything else will be in its right order. Some people seek miracles. You don't need to seek miracles. You need to seek the Lord. And when it's time, you'll get the miracle. Hello? Somebody said we need signs and wonders. Oh, no, we don't. We need Jesus. And when you get Jesus, you'll get everything else you're looking for. Amen. You can go to heaven with a limp. Amen. He may choose not to heal you. I don't know. I could care less if I can just get Jesus in the house. It's all that matters. That's all that matters. Just get Jesus here. Oh, I'm going to hush. I am. Amen. Last national convention I attended was in Cali, Colombia. Oh, it was a crowd. We probably had somewhere between 12,000 and 15,000 people there. You talk about worship. Oh, they were worshiping. And Jesus was in the house. Hallelujah. And Jesus was in the house. It was so crowded. Him, you couldn't get off the platform. I mean, there was nowhere to go. Amen. Brother Eli Hernandez was preaching somewhat, a little bit anyway. He didn't preach very long. And he suddenly recognized Jesus is in the house. And he just stopped. And he said, "How many of you need a healing tonight?" There were several thousand people that raised their hands all over that place. You know what? He didn't lay hands on anybody. He didn't blow on anybody. He didn't call people up. Amen. He just said, let's lift our hands. He stretched his hand out. He spoke the word of faith in Jesus' name. And boy, the Holy Ghost broke loose. And it wasn't very long till I saw crutches waving up in the air. Amen. People passing them onto the platform. Wasn't but a little while. I saw some wheelchairs hoisted up. People started passing wheelchairs up to the platform. Wasn't very long till somebody that was blind was shouting because now they could see. Amen. Somebody started that was deaf could hear. Amen. Praise God. You know why? Because Jesus was in the house. Amen. It wasn't some superstar showing up. It was Jesus showing off. Let me show you what I can do. That's the only kind of revival I've ever wanted. That's the only kind of revival I've ever wanted. I want the kind of revival that you can preach your first sermon from this pulpit. Amen. And butcher everything. Amen. But you've been praying. You've been on fire in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And Jesus shows up. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about Him. Amen. Texas Bible College, I had the privilege to preach in what to me was quite a large church. One of our great churches, little Bible college student. What an honor. And I got up that Sunday morning and I preached. I'd like to tell you it was one of my finest sermons, but it was not. I dropped my watermelon that morning. And there was watermelon and rind all over that place. You talk about a mess. And I felt so bad. I was up there hanging my head, apologizing to God, feeling sorry for myself because I made such a mess. Amen. I had my head down. You know what God was doing? He filled 8 people with the Holy Ghost. Amen. It didn't have a thing to do with Johnny Grissom. It didn't have a thing to do with my sermon. It had everything to do with the fact that Jesus was in the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, amen. Let's take him out of here with us tonight, all right? Don't leave him at the door. Take him home with you. Amen. And if he wants to talk with you all night, go ahead and talk with him. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, but I got to work tomorrow. He'll give you strength. You'll feel better tomorrow than if you slept 12 hours. Amen. And when you go to work tomorrow, don't leave him at home. Take him to work with you. When you go to school tomorrow, don't leave him on the bus. Don't leave him at home. Amen. Take him to class with you. Let your Holy Ghost shine. Somebody say, my goodness, what happened to you? You should have been in church last night. Jesus was in the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know what we're singing, but that'd be all right. I'm trying to find a stopping place, but I just can't. Yeah, go ahead and sing, man. Maybe I'll shut up if you sing.
Oh, there is no telling
what God.
God will do if you believe. If you believe, there is no telling
what God will do.
Cause there is no telling
what God will do
if you only believe.
There is no telling
what God will do if you just believe. There is no telling what God will do if you believe.
He'll heal your body.
He'll save your soul. Send down the Spirit. Take control. There is no telling what God will do. Just believe. Oh, there is no telling what God will do if you just believe. Oh, there is no telling what God will do if you just believe. He'll heal. If you only believe, there is no telling what God will do. If you only believe, there is no telling what God will do. If you only believe. He'll heal your body. He'll save your soul. Send down the Spirit and take control. Oh, there is no telling what God will do if you only a whole lot, just use what you got. Use that faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Oh, faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Oh, faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Oh, you don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Oh, faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Oh, faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You don't know it a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith, 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 yeah. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Oh, faith, 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 just a little bit of faith.
You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He's an all-time God, yes he is. He's an all-time God, yes he is. Joseph may not come when you want him,
oh, but he'll be there at our time.
He's an all-time God, yes he is.
Oh, he's an all-time God, yes he is.
Why you waited till now to come? He said, let us come forth. Just let